Hello, awesomeness creators. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is why I wrote Follow Your Heart. Start with a quote, follow your heart, but take your brain with you. That's Alfred Adler. After recording the Master Series interview with Wynn Claybaugh, a question he asked has been heavy on my mind. The question was, who did I write my book for? In between all the laughs and tears of that interview, it really made me think. While that would seem like such a simple question, it made me think about why I felt compelled to write the book in the first place and what I was hoping the book would be in the hearts and minds of those who read it. The message I was trying to communicate was that the world wants us to live our purpose. And to me, that means following our heart. By writing down my journey and sharing it, it helped me get more honest and clear about what it takes to live an authentic life. But the simplicity of that is what many times gets people confused. It is not an easy path to take. It's actually the most difficult. Because in following our heart, we live on the edges of society. We seek meaningful relationships and projects. We care deeply. And almost so much it hurts at times. We seem so crazy at times, which you know we are. We get comfortable with being uncomfortable. We embrace uncertainty. We are driven by our passions. However, that does not mean we are not thinking. We are thinking, actually more in many cases than those who choose to walk through life following someone else's heart. We are strategic. We are crystal clear in what feels awesome and what does not. So why did I write my book? To challenge the seekers like myself, to open up a dialogue about living our purpose, to push those on the edge, and to share my experience and tools of my journey in hopes of helping others live an awesomely authentic life. Following our hearts is simple, but it requires we bring our brains with us. And that, my friends, is the most awesome combination of all. Love and awesomeness, Nina. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. Bye.